2 years.
Welcome back, Johnson Nation, to the best podcast in all of Johnson class. I'm Henry.
I'm Tobias.
And I'm Blake.
Today, we will be exploring the contributions, the people, and the world around Nicaragua, a great Central American country. So when we're ready, we'll get right into the podcast.
Hope you enjoy.
Civil war, natural disasters, and poverty have compelled many Nicaraguans to immigrate to the United States. With them came captivating stories of their immigrant experiences as they traveled up through Central America, evading immigration police on their path to a better life. One of these stories has been told in The Journey of Benny Quito, a character from The Book of Unknown Americans by Christina Henriquez. As he voyaged from Mexico to Arizona and finally to Delaware, his journey started in a poverty-stricken Nicaragua, a little while after the revolution, as his country was being rebuilt both politically and societally. Benny struggled to get by. After a couple of his friends left, he decided to come to the richest country in the world, the United States. After paying a smuggler $300, he made his way to a safe house in Arizona and was tasked to pay another $1,700 in order to make it. He says, "Those two never had nothing. You know how the Greenos say it? No dinero, muchacho." If that weren't true, I never would have left Nicaragua to begin with. This is on page 45. The only way Benny was able to produce that kind of money was by working for the smugglers. After 2 weeks of dealing drugs, he made it out. Benny Quito eventually made it to Delaware after spending some time in Phoenix and Baltimore. And a bus brought me to Delaware. It's not paradise, but at least here I can be at peace. It was never like that for me in Nicaragua, and not at my first stops here either. I flip burgers now at the King. It used to be at Wendy's. They gave me, oh man, the worst shifts. So I switched it up. Person needs regular sleep, you know. I ain't getting any younger, but I feel settled here. Took a couple of nasty turns, but I ended up all right. This is on page 47. The U.S. has given Benny so much opportunity. It made the long journey worth it for him. And other Nicaraguans also face struggles when immigrating to the U.S. similar to Benny. And there's plenty of stories we could find out about these people. And it's very fascinating to see the sort of experience that they go through and how hard it is to actually come to the U.S. and live here and live that American dream that so many wish to have. So that is why our personal story was about Benny Quito.
And now we'll discuss the historical context. Isn't Nicaragua the place where all the drug dealers are? Said a classmate of ours when we mentioned that we were researching Nicaragua. This is one of the common misconceptions about the country. However, this and many other common misapprehensions are wrong. Let's learn more about Nicaragua and the truth behind the center of Central America. Ooh. Nicaragua is a small Spanish-speaking country in Central America, bordering Honduras, Costa Rica, and the Caribbean Sea. According to Stefan Smagula from Countries and Our Cultures, Nicaragua is about the size of Iowa, with a population of 6.3 million people, and the majority of them being Roman Catholic. Currently, it's considered the safest country in Central America, as our crime rate is low and the economy is doing well. Over the past 5 years, the gross domestic product per capita, GDP, has increased steadily as a result of Nicaragua's hardworking people who always go that extra mile in increasing the condition of their country. Nicaragua's top industry is agriculture, for they export a mountain of coffee, sugar, and bananas each day. Manufacturing and tourism are also large industries in Nicaragua. Additionally, with a low cost of living and immense natural beauty, Nicaragua has become a very popular tourist and retirement destination among Americans. Just like any country, Nicaragua has both strengths and weaknesses. These strengths include being a safe and stable country where the living conditions are good and the economy is doing well. Also, the cost of living is low, so people can get more bang for their buck. Since Nicaragua is a very beautiful country with lots of rainforests, beaches, lakes, and tourism is a big factor to the country's economy. Although Nicaragua has some strengths, it also has some weaknesses. Nicaragua has weak institutions because President Ortega and his followers control large parts of the bureaucracy and the economy. As a result, there is negative impact on the predictability of government policy, which harms foreign investment. Additionally, household income is very low. As Martin from Rabo Research reports, the average yearly income per person was $1,120 in 2012, one of the lowest of the continent. Nicaraguan immigrants have had a long history. In 1979, there was a revolution that included the civil war against a U.S.-backed dictator. After the war ended and the government was being reorganized, economics and civil rights conditions worsened. As the country slowly slid into economic chaos, more and more people left in search for a better life. Young men were fleeing the military draft, and poor families were escaping the harsh conditions in general. In 1988 alone, 44,000 people left Nicaragua for a better life, some of them ending up in the U.S. To this day, many of these immigrants live in places like Miami, L.A., and San Francisco. These cities have significant Spanish-speaking populations, so it's possible for these former Nicaraguans to work and live away from the turmoil at home. Today, there are more than 348,202 Nicaraguan Americans who have somewhat assimilated into American culture. Yet they still practice our traditions and beliefs. Even though accepting communities have been made for Nicaraguan Americans, they still experience discrimination and hardships that come with immigration, such as having to live in poor conditions in a foreign environment. In the end, Nicaragua and its people have gone through a lot. From civil war to economic chaos to now being the safest country in Central America, Nicaragua has changed a lot. To this day, Nicaragua is a great country to visit, maybe even live in, with their rich culture and immense natural beauty. The people of Nicaragua have also changed. The ones who stayed after the revolution helped their country recover and prosper. The ones who left had their own challenges. Those who immigrated into the U.S., an unknown country, had to build a life out of nothing. As you learn from Benny Quinto from the Book of Unknown Americans, they had to deal with discrimination, the issue of home/belonging, and uncertainty. From them, we learn that the immigrant experience can be very difficult and challenging, but immigrants persist in the hope of a better life.
Currently, there is a big problem in the United States, yet few people are aware of it because of the other overshadowing problems that are present today. When I say immigration problems, your first thought will probably be of the Muslim travel ban, or the proposed wall between Mexico and the U.S. You may not know that there are thousands of immigrants who have lived here lawfully for almost 30 years now that are in danger of being sent back to dangerous environments. What I am referring to is the expiration of the temporary protected status, the TPS, which immigrants from Central American countries like Haiti and Salvador have obtained since 1990. One of the smaller, but no less important groups of people that will be affected by the TPS being revoked is the Nicaraguan American community. There are currently 5,300 Nicaraguans living in America under TPS that fled their own country because of war and natural disasters. They have made a home here, and for many, it is the only home they know. Under previous presidents, these immigrants have been able to renew their TPS due to the still hostile environment of Nicaragua, but Donald J. Trump, in his efforts to restrict immigration, is finally revoking their request to stay in the U.S. Support for the expiration of Nicaraguan Americans' TPS comes from critics who complained the TPS program allows participants to repeatedly extend their stay in 6-month to 18-month increments in case of a natural disaster, civil strife, or other emergencies in their homelands, as the website Reuters states. Protests from immigrants have yielded very little and have only worked to delay the expiration of the TPS program. After the original date
expiration date of January 5th, 2018 passed, the Trump administration delayed action for 1 year to ensure a peaceful transition. Immigrants who will be affected have not been complacent through the revocation of the TPS program. After President Trump said racist comments about Central American and African countries, students have banded together to sue him for his provincial ideas. Many immigrants feel that they should receive green cards because they have already lived in the U.S. for 30 years and have had official documents like driver's license. Activists are doing everything they can to renew the TPS and help thousands of immigrants stay in their homes. If the TPS program is revoked, then thousands of immigrants from Haiti, Honduras, Nicaragua, Salvador, and many other countries will be forced from their homes and into dangerous environments. With the new, stricter immigration laws enforced by the U.S. governments, immigrants have become less welcome and made to feel like they don't belong, yet they still don't give up in this country.
So we're going to now discuss the contributions Nicaraguans have made to the USA. So a classmate of ours once said, "Isn't Nicaragua a place where all the drug dealers are?" Now, this is one of the common misconceptions people have about this country, but it is wrong. The people coming to the USA are coming from famine and war and a corrupt government to seek a better life here in the United States of America. And they're like any other person in the U.S. They just want to have a good life. So let's dive deeper into some of the contributions they have made to the United States of America. They have contributed to music, sports, and politics in America. The first person we'll be discussing today is J Smooth, who is a rapper otherwise known as Jorgio Alberto. And he is a rapper, music video director, and hip-hop producer who has made contributions to music in America. His parents immigrated to the U.S. and he grew up in California. Since then, J Smooth has gone on tour around the world and has influenced many famous artists like Snoop Dogg through his musical style. Overall, he has made many contributions to music in America, and through his music, he can express Nicaraguan culture. But besides music, they've also influenced sports, and there's no better man to talk about than Dennis Martinez, who was the first Nicaraguan baseball player in the MLB. He immigrated to the U.S. in 1973 after being signed to the Baltimore Orioles. Although he played for the Baltimore Orioles, he went on to play for the Cleveland Indians, Seattle Mariners, Montreal Expos, and the Atlanta Braves. Because he is a very good pitcher, he holds the record for most wins by a Latino American pitcher at 245. Through baseball, he was able to show Americans that Nicaraguans, too, are great at sports. And the final person we'll be discussing is Hiola Solis, who has contributed to politics in America. Her mother came to Nicaragua and her father from Mexico, and she grew up in L.A. She is currently a member of the L.A. County Board of Supervisors for the 1st District. In 2009, Obama elected her to serve as the 25th U.S. Secretary of Labor during his presidency. Through her work, Hilda Solis showed Americans that Nicaraguans can become involved in politics and make a change in America. Overall, Nicaraguans have made very important contributions to the U.S. and have helped make this country a vibrant place. They have contributed to politics, music, and sports in America, and they are not just drug dealers like many people think. Rather, they are like anyone else, and they're working very hard every day to contribute to America. However, many Nicaraguans face challenges by immigrating to America, and they face lots of discrimination and make many sacrifices to come to America. So we have to understand that when discussing them. But that's celebrating contributions, and now on to our next segment.